Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. Yes, it is a new day, the day that our Lord has made, the day that no one else knows what today holds. Yes, today is February 18, 2022, the year of our Lord. It is a day that no one else knows what today holds but our God. And we are excited because we have Him, the one who holds today, and He is the one who holds tomorrow. He is the one who holds the future. He does not change. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we are excited with what God is doing with this body. Yes, at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. For we have Him, the one who is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So we are excited. And we're going to go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, the one who has, who is, and is to come. You do not change, Father. You are the air that we breathe. You are the life that we live. Without you, Father God, we can do nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus, so we say this morning, our Heavenly Father, yes, you are the Father to the fatherless. You are the defender of the widows and those who are weak, who cannot defend themselves. We say, hallowed be thy name. Yes, thy kingdom come, Lord. We pray for your kingdom. Yes, to be done on this earth as it is in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for giving us this day. Our daily bread, you provide for us, Father. Yes, our daily bread, you prepare a table for us in the midst of our enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for forgiving us of all our debts, all our trespasses, all our shortcomings. We thank you for forgiving us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are a forgiving God. You are a merciful, a gracious God. Thank you, Father God, for forgiving us of all our sins, anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you, Lord. Yes, whether by omission or by submission, we thank you, Lord, for forgiving us, Lord. Yes, by thought or by action, Father, we thank you for forgiving us and giving us a forgiving heart, Father, that we forgive those who have offended us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that we let them go. We do not want to imprison any person in our hearts, Lord. We just want you, only you, God, be the only one who sits on the throne of our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we pray, Father God, that you help us. Give us a forgiving heart. We do not want the accuser of the saints to have anything he can point a finger on us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and accuse us of unforgiveness or anything else to hinder our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for leading us not into any temptation, but to deliver us from evil, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for your kingdom's sake, Lord. Yes, for thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for increasing our desire and our hunger and thirst for the things of God. We thank you, Lord, for increasing our faith, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for believing in you, Lord. Yes, because we know without faith it is impossible to please you, Lord, and that you are a God who reward those who believe and those who diligently seek you. So this morning, Father God, with humble hearts and sincere hearts, we seek your face, we seek your grace, we seek your mercy in the name of Jesus, that you restore to us, Father, all the areas of our lives that are shortcoming, Father. Anything and everything that the enemy has stolen from us, Father God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus for restoration, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the cankerworm has stolen, has eaten, we pray, Father God, that you restore it back to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we come, Father God, and stand on the gap and pray and intercede for your people and bring our needs and our requests before you, Father, as we seek your face, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said in your word, when we ask, it shall be given unto us, and when we seek, we will find, and when we knock, the door be opened for us. So with great, with humble spirits, Father, and we are seeking your face, we are seeking your grace, Father, even on behalf of our nation, Lord, on behalf of our people, yes, on behalf of nations, yes, as you promised us in 2 Chronicles, that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, yes, that you, our Heavenly Father, yes, that you will hear our prayers, you will forgive our sins and heal our land. So this morning, Father God, we cry out to heal our land, Father, heal our nation. Yes, the whole world, Father, there is a lot of distress, a lot of uncertainty going on, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, a lot of confusion and frustration. Yes, but we know, Father God, that you have the whole world in your hands. You are still in control. You are in charge, regardless of what the enemy might think or do, Father. Even if he roar like a lion, we know he is not a lion. There is only one lion of the tribe of Judah. Yes, Jesus, yes, for our God, you are a consuming fire. You are the fire that burns all sin and vows. So we pray, Father God, this morning, that let our rise and let his enemies be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning, touching the hearts of those who are in these positions of leadership. In the name of Jesus, our local leaders, Father, our national leaders, and our international leaders at all levels, all positions of authority, we put them under and in your control, Father, whether they know you or they do not know you, when they sit down in those boardrooms and make decisions, let the decisions be made that are for the betterment of the people. We send you, Holy Spirit, that you stand on our behalf. And sometimes let them find themselves making decisions, even if they don't like it, but it is a decision for the betterment of the people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for the executive branch, all executive branches on all levels, Father, the president and the vice president and their cabinets. We just pray, Father God, that you touch and surround them with men and women of wisdom, the ones who counsel them with good and wise wisdom, Father God, and that they obey. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you give them a compassionate heart, a sound mind to make good decisions. The legislative branch, Father God, the Senate and the House of Representatives, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they do what they have been elected to do, and any decisions and laws and anything that is for the betterment of the people, Father. We pray for our judicial branch, the Supreme Court, and the lower courts, Father, even the Congress, the lawmakers, that they make laws that are good for the people, not to pick and choose and to just in favoritism. We come against the spirit of manipulation and favoritism and abusive of authority in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God. We honor you as we continue to pray even for our military community, our men and women in uniform and all branches, Father, the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, and even the civilian community, Father, all those in public services, Father. We just pray in the mighty name of Jesus that they do what is right. Our first responders, Father, the law enforcement, Father God, that they do not abuse authority as much as they have been exposed, and we have seen video after video, but they seem not to be moved. They continue to abuse their authority. We pray, Father God, that those who have hidden agendas, those who have personal agendas and not for the security and the betterment of the communities they serve, that you continue to expose them, not only exposing them, but that they be removed and be dealt with the laws of the land. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for all the systems of our lives that they function, Lord. Our education system, our workforce system, Lord, and our health system, that they function well for the betterment of the people, Father, that all these procedures and processes that are put in place, they are for the betterment of the people, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. That's why we continue to pray for salvation, because we know, Father God, that if men are not saved, if they do not know you, all they do is for their own benefit, for their own pleasing themselves, so we continue to believe and pray for passion of men and women, Father God, that they come to you, touch their hearts, draw them to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they come to repentance, that they come to believe and trust you and submit themselves that the mighty power of the hand of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they have their own personal Nicodemus experience, Father. Yes, that even Nicodemus had to come secretly at night because he had felt something in his heart, and he had to come and ask what he can do to be saved. And you even gave him a lesson, Father. You taught him right there as you answered him, and he was confused and wanted to know whether he can go back to his mother's womb and be born again. But you reminded him and taught him that verily, verily, yes, I say unto you that except a man be born with water and the Spirit, in the name of Jesus, that they cannot enter the kingdom of God. So we pray, Father God, that men and women, our brothers and sisters out there, that they come to the kingdom. So, yes, and that soften their hearts, Lord, draw them unto you, that they confess you as the Lord and Savior, their lives. For you so loved the world, Lord, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, we honor you, because we do know, Father God, that when men and women come to you, they have a compassionate heart, they have a loving heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, that's why we continue to believe and trust in you for a bumper harvest of souls this year, for a restoration of families, Father. Yes, restoring families back to you. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, because with all these killings and this disrespectful of life, is that men and women, young people going around, they are angry, they are upset because of the dysfunction going on in the home. So we pray, Father God, for the restoration of families, for the homes, Father. Yes, restore the fathers back to their homes, to their sons, in the mighty name of Jesus, and sons back to their fathers. We pray, Father God, yes, that the husbands, yes, be heads and priests of their own households, Father, leading their families in the things of God and loving their wives like Christ loved the church. The wives, yes, loving their husbands, submitting themselves to their own husbands and loving their families, Father. I just pray, Father God, even for the children to love their, obey their parents. I just pray for order, order in the families, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and wisdom for parents not to provoke their own children, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, because we know, Lord, that when we have a strong family, a loving family, a kind family, we produce loving leaders, yes, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for restoration of families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, starting with our own families. I pray for every intercessor under the sound of my voice, Father, anyone who is connected, yes, to this group in any shape or form, that you continue to bless us, Father, with our families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for yes, I thank you, Father God, for each and every one of us, for our consistency, that we continue to come and stand on the gap, yes, and continue to intercede and pray for others. So I pray, Father God, that you bless each and every one of our families, Father, name by name, individually, and also cooperatively as a body of Christ, to provide, yes, financially, spiritually and mentally, that we are sound in all areas of our lives, even with wisdom. Some of us need to make major decisions in life. I just pray, Father God, that you lead and direct us, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we make sound decisions, and those who are sick in their bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus, to touch our bodies, for our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, that no sickness or disease attaches itself in our bodies. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers, for making anything that is crooked straight, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for smoothening all the rough places, for fighting all our battles, those that are seen or unseen, in the name of Jesus, that we are victorious in you, Father, that we are heads and not tails, that we are above and not beneath. Because we know if you are before us, Lord, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win if you are on our side? For victory is ours. We are victorious in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor and glorify your name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God this morning. And good morning to each and every one of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank God for you being here this morning. So I am going to go ahead and get into the word, and then we will get our lines open to acknowledge who is here. It has been a blessed week here at this circle of friends, at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance. We are just moving from glory to glory. It doesn't matter whether you are just listening and just being present here, whether you are the one facilitating or talking or whatever, just being connected here. I don't know about you. I feel energized. I feel bubbling inside of me. I am just excited with what God is doing in Jesus' name. So we have a good start this year. And today is February 2022. And let's see, I had my things together. I think I just mixed them up. But anyways, our scripture of the week coming from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10 and verse 19. Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. So we have been talking about love, and here we are reminded that we ourselves were strangers before, and that we have also to love the strangers. And we know that the Bible says our God, he is rich in mercy, and he has so much love. He is great in he has this great love with which he has loved us with, even when we were dead in our trespasses, when we were dead in our sins, when we were blind and couldn't see our way, when we were lost. And now we are found. He has made us alive. So now that we know, it just keep on pushing me to winning souls for the kingdom. We know we are running out of time. The hour has come and the hour is now that those who worship him should worship him in spirit and in truth. And we have found him. We have found the Savior. We have seen the light. And the good part of this light, it gets sweeter and it gets better and more rewarding when we share it with others. So I'm going to lean towards encouraging us again. It's nothing new, but it's just encouraging each other, for iron sharpens iron, that we need to win souls for the kingdom. And if you had not read the whole chapter, I will encourage you to read it all. But this morning, I'm going to read just the first a few verses before 19, and then we will read a couple more verses after 19. So in other words, I'm going to read verses 17 through 21 of the same book of Deuteronomy. And I am reading from the message version. And it reads, God, your God, is the God of all gods. He is the master of all masters, a God immense and powerful and awesome. He doesn't play favorites, takes no bribes, makes sure orphans and widows are treated fairly, takes loving care of foreigners by seeing that they get food and clothing. Then on verse 19, the one we are focusing on, you must treat foreigners with the same loving care. Remember, you were once foreigners in Egypt. Reverently respect God, your God. Serve him. Hold tight to him. Back up your promises with the authority of his name. He is your praise. He is your God. He did all these tremendous, these staggering things that you saw with your own eyes. So here we are being reminded, you know, that this God we serve, we have to just say, you don't have to look back that far to see what God's love has done for us. Some of us, we were destined to death. We were marked even before we came into this world, when we were in our mother's womb. Some of us, we started fighting from day one to survive. Even though we were a surprise, some of us, there are some who were planned and they were welcomed when your mother had or felt that she was pregnant and she was excited and celebrated. But there are some who were not celebrated by their showing up. Some of us are those abortions that were not successful. They couldn't abort us. The enemy wanted to get rid of us before we even showed up in this world. But we are still here. That's the grace of God. Some of us, we were hooked in substance abuse, in all these manner and various kinds of things. But God saved us, and we are here. So Deuteronomy is reminding us that we ourselves were also foreigners. We were outcast out there. But now we are here. So let us not, as we go about and witness and share the goodness of the Lord, let us not have a judgmental spirit, a condemning spirit. Let us have a loving heart. And as we love them, people can sense that as we are sharing the goodness of the Lord with them, we are sharing with a sincere heart, with a loving heart, they will be drawn. So as I said, it is all about soul winning with me. I am just concerned and I am just focused in that we need to win souls for the kingdom. And I have another scripture I would like to share with you before we get the lines open. I spent most of my time this week in this book, the book of Ephesians. And it is a loaded book. I would encourage you to go back and reread it again. And I pray for the Holy Spirit to give you a revelation each time, a fresh and new revelation on as you go back and read it. It is a loaded book. It's not that long. It only has 6 chapters. You know, the first chapter, Paul just takes us in a journey. It's in like a trip. He just takes us through this book. He talks in the first chapter, he talks about our redemption in Christ and that we have to be prayerful in the spirit and also in wisdom. Then he moves with us in chapter 2, he covers that we ourselves, we are saved by grace through faith and that we were bought with a high price, a high cost of the blood of Jesus, Jesus Christ, who is our peace, who is the chief cornerstone that was rejected by the builder, but he is the chief cornerstone. Then he moves on and talks about that this gospel, this redemption, this vision, it is a mystery, but it is revealed. Only God can reveal it to you, this ministry, so that you can understand the purpose and be appreciative. Once you understand the purpose, this mystery of redemption, once it is revealed to you and have an understanding of why, the purpose, you get to appreciate it. And then he walks through and in chapter 4, he talks about unity, that we are gifted. We have to be to have a unity, not only as a body of Christ, but also as an individual. You know, we have to be guided by the Spirit and let these gifts of the Spirit operate in us. For we are a new person, we are a new creation, and the old has passed, and now the new has arrived. And he also talked about not to grieve the Holy Spirit. Then he continues on chapter 5. I'm just paraphrasing and summarizing because it was so good. I enjoyed it. I don't know how many times I read it this week. I just couldn't put it down. I just kept on going back and read and read. So you can see the excitement, and I want to share it with you. And on chapter 5, he talks about walking in love. And and when you walk in love, you are walking in the light. You are not in darkness. And you are also operating in wisdom. It is the love of Christ. And as I said, you know, Paul just covers all areas of our lives. On chapter 6, he starts by talking about our children and their parents and reminding the children to obey their parents, because this is the first commandment, and not only a commandment, but it has a promise, so that you can live long. Now, he did not end about families, about just the children and their parents, but he also talks about the servants and the masters, you know, the employees and the employer. So he talks about faithfulness and also submission, and that we work as unto the Lord. And then he seals it up on that chapter 6 about putting on the whole armor of God so that we can stand, for we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against these principalities and these powers in the air that come against us. So I will encourage you to go and read this book. I mean, I saw some things. I was so encouraged this week, things that I have not experienced before. So I will encourage you. But this morning, as I said, I am just being driven, and I am so, like, for soul winning, for winning souls for the kingdom. So I'm going to take it in the way that the Holy Spirit was ministering to me. You might see something different on these few verses we are going to focus on just for a few minutes. And that's in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and verses 11 to 22. As I said, Paul reminded us that we were bought and bought of a high price, a high cost, which is the blood of Jesus, and that we need to be one, to be united in Christ. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verses is 11 through 22. So just those 11 verses. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And what brought me to this book is about love, you know, that we were strangers. We were foreigners. And now we are in. We were lost and strangers when we were in Egypt, when we were in the land of sin. And now we are grafted in. That's why what led me to this book. So let's go Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 to 22. I am reading from the English Standard Version. Therefore, remember that at one time, you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands. Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. And King James say the middle wall of partition, by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in obedience, that he might create in himself one new man in place of two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility, destroying the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access in one spirit to the Father. Now we have access to in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, no longer sojourners, but you are fellow citizens and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. I don't have to explain that much. Just reading these words, it just takes away the spirit of hoarding, you know, to hoard the word of God, to hoard this grace, to keep it to yourself, to become spiritually gluttony, to become spiritually overweight and not sharing with others. We need to share. We need to witness, to go out there. Nowadays, we just thank God for the social media. I mean, I'm not very knowledgeable, but I'm working on it to share. Even if you, on your platform, it doesn't matter, you have 5 followers, you have 10 followers. Just to put on a scripture, put on a word of encouragement. That's another way of us witnessing and reaching out to others. Even if you reach one person, that one person will reach another person. We are not saying, as I said earlier, that we are believing God for at least 2,200 souls this year, 2022. It's not that you're going to go and minister to 2,200 people yourself, but just to target one person this year. How many people have you told about the goodness of the Lord? Have you witnessed to? Just target one. And by God's grace, you might do two. But that one person will reach another person, and that other person, another person. And all these people we are talking about, they don't have to come and fellowship in your at your church. Wherever they are, they let the light shine. They let, because we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the earth, so that we can season this dying world, so that we can lighten this darkened world we live in. So right here, Paul is reminding us in Ephesians that we need to remember that at one time, we as Gentiles, we used to be called dogs. We were the uncircumcised. Nobody recognized us. Nobody considered us. We were not counted. I know in this world we are living in, some people are trying to draw us back, to bring us back to what that one very thing we have left, we are running away from. They are trying to bring us back there. But that's another teaching for another day. As of today, let us remember that at one time we were separated from Christ. We were alienated as we were operating as strangers. We didn't have any hope. We didn't have any love. We didn't have a God to run to. But now we have him. Let us share with others, for we are now new creatures. The old has gone, and behold, the new has come. So let's share this access. We have been given the code word. We have been given the password. We now have access in the spirit. We now have access to the Father. But this password, this access is not supposed to be secretive. It's not one of those you don't share. The one they say you alone have to know. You don't have to share with anyone. No, this access is to be shared in order for us to enjoy it. So my brothers and sisters, this morning, we're going to go before the Lord. And we are going to pray and ask God to give us wisdom. The Bible says, he that wins souls is wise. And we want to pray and ask God to give us wisdom. And the good part, he also says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. And our God, he gives without even holding back. He will give it to us so that we will not be intimidated, so that we will not be frightened or afraid to share the goodness of the Lord, so that we will not belittle ourselves and say, oh, myself, oh, I can't really do it. Even if it's one person, even if it's that scripture, that word of encouragement you put on your platform, on you share with someone, whatever, whether it's just that little thing you have posted, maybe in a common area in your home. So let us go before the Lord and ask God, God, give me wisdom. I want your heartbeat. I want to hear your heartbeat, because it is God's desire that all men should not perish, but that they come to salvation, they come to the kingdom of God. So let us go before the Lord, brothers and sisters, and pray for God to give us wisdom and pray for the souls, for the kingdom, for them, God, to draw them, to soften their hearts. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. Let's open up our mouth and call unto the Lord regarding winning souls to share his love with the world in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Yes, Lord Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Are we there, brothers and sisters? Let us pray. Let us pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I thank you, Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the one who was, who is,
Lord.
And is to come. I thank you for you so loved the world, Father,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. All that you do for this day, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we will worship and praise you, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for our families, Father God.
So I pray, Father God, for everlasting life. Cover our
families,
Lord God.
Cover our families, Lord God. Cover our minds, Father God. Cover our children, Father God. Cover them in Dallas, Jesus, Lord God. I'm praying for my parents, Jesus. I'm praying for my sister's salvation, Lord God. I'm praying, Lord God, that you mend broken hearts. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, give us the strength, Lord God. Give us the strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Supernatural miracles, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give us supernatural miracles, Jesus.
So I pray, Father God, to increase our faith, Father.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus,
and Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Do not know you, Father. We pray that they
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
When they hear your voice, Father.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Father. When you send.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus, that they open for you, Father.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
I honor
thank you, Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We worship you, Lord.
We magnify you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus.
I thank you, Father God.
We magnify you,
Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord God.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you this morning. For you are the Lord of Lords. You are the lily of the valley, Father. You are the bright and morning star. For in you, Lord, we live and move and live our being. Without you, Father God, we can do nothing. We thank you, Father God. Yes, we believe your report, Father. We
the,
pray, Father God,
Jesus.
From
thank
our being held back because
love.
Of
thank
sickness
you.
And diseases.
Joy,
so we pray, Father God, for your miracle
Lord,
working God, that you heal and touch their bodies
well,
so they come in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I thank
you,
Father
you,
God,
Jesus.
I honor you.
Thank
yes,
you,
for we
Jesus.
Are, yes,
thank
the chosen
you,
generation. Yes, the royal priesthood. Yes, I thank you, Father God, that our brothers and sisters that will come to this royal family, Father. They come to this royal priesthood, Father. Yes, so that we can show forth, yes, together. Yes, yes, your goodness, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Yes, that all men should not perish, but will come to repentance, Lord, and come to salvation. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we seek your face, Father. Yes, and we seek your face. Yes, and your righteousness, that all these things, Father God, be added unto us. I thank you, Father God, that we continue to be strong and be courageous. Yes, and that we are not frightened, Father. We are not dismayed. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, we are believing for overpopulating heaven and depopulating hell this morning. In the name of Jesus, we are believing for a proper harvest of souls. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Father,
thank you,
for
Father.
Restoration.
Glory to your
thank
name,
you,
God.
Lord,
bless
yes,
you
for your
morning,
blessing.
God.
Your
Hallelujah,
grace
my
that
God,
is sufficient.
You are just so
in
wonderful,
Jesus
God. And all that you
amen, amen, amen.
Praise that.
Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you.
Thank God this
praise
morning
it.
For his goodness.
Praise
we thank it. God for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. And it is done. We seal the breakthrough by the precious blood of Jesus, that the battle is won in Jesus' name. Amen. So the lines are open. If anyone has a testimony, a praise report, or a prayer request, or just to announce yourself, we would like to see who is here in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. This is Chris. I have a prayer request this morning. I'm filing for a grant for the city of Atlanta, and I'm just praying that God's grace and mercy be upon me that I'll be able to receive this grant. So if you guys will keep me in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
It's
amen.
A grant.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Horsley, thank you for the word this morning, Pastor Scalactica. Okay, we thank you. We praise you for it. God, increase in healing. Just listening to the word and reflecting on while you were there. I was having trouble with this inflammation in the leg, but as you begin to speak, it moved completely out. You have a claim. Healing with the inflammation going down. We thank God for ankles. Yes. We thank God for it this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody else?
Yes. Good morning. This is Darlene B. And I am grateful for the word and the prayer this morning, my dear sister, Pastor Scholastica. And we do want to continue lifting up the lost who are out there. We have so many people in our families who don't know Jesus. And as the Lord continues to just clean our minds and keep our minds pure and holy, then we know that the Holy Spirit will help us as we reach out to others and let others know about Jesus and his love. And I want to request prayer for little David, my grandson, that he will completely be healed of the cold or flu that was in his body, that it will be completely removed. And we're believing for Shanitra that as she has had her surgery, that God will heal her completely as she goes through these next weeks and months. And we will hear the testimony of how God has done that. And I'm just so grateful for how the Lord shows us the beauty of who he is. You know, each and every day I you know, think about how he has blessed us to see his creation. I mean, not just us as people, but what he put here in this earth. This whole earth was put here by him, and we just see the blessings from him when we see the sun, the stars, the moon, the constellations, and everything, and how God just made everything in its proper place. And that's just a testimony to me of who God is and who we are in him. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If we do not have any, let us go before the Lord with this prayer request for our sister Chris to get favor and that she receives the grant she desires. For God, give us the desires of our hearts and continue healing on Apostle Horsley, this inflammation to go down and total healing and regain the strength and function of all members of his body. And little David for healing of the cold. And also Shanitra, I can't say the
Shanitra.
Name, but God knows, Shanitra,
yes,
recover from surgery. You know, but the good part with God, it doesn't matter whether we, you know, we forget or we don't know, but he knows because he is an all-knowing God. And all those requests that have not been announced, you know, whatever is at the bottom of your heart. So with this, I know we are at the top of the hour, but we can go before the Lord with this prayer request, and then we seal it by praising him. Amen. So let's go before the Lord with this request, and then we praise him. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
praise
Father God.
Name.
We honor you, Lord.
In the
mighty name of Jesus and the name of Christ, Lord. You know the desires of a heart, and he has done and put the paperwork to request this to us. I shall pray, Father God, that you give a favor in the mighty name of Jesus, whoever is processing a paperwork, that you put it upon the perfect Father God, that she meets all the requirements in the mighty name of Jesus and give her the desires of her heart, Lord. I pray, Father God, for total complete healing, Lord, and subsiding of this implementation of our apostle, Father, and that he retains his presence on every limb and every member of his body, for his body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father God, for healing little David. Yes, and that this cold and silence and congestion will go away in the mighty name of Jesus, that he is a little boy and start enjoying and playing around and all the people do. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for total and complete healing from this. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you do good to him. In the mighty name of Jesus, that each and every one of us who are not feeling well, or to Father God, that you have not been brought forth. I thank you, Father God, for continuing giving my son Abraham's favor and concerning this situation before him. I thank you, Father God, for blessing praise and Jaden in their school work, Father God, and continue to open their minds and comprehend new information. I thank you, Father God, for being in the new job and being in the situation, Father, and that she still needs a vehicle. I thank you for blessing her, Father God, that you, the earth and the fullness thereof belong to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just bless my children this morning that they are blessed be going out. They are blessed be coming in. They are blessed be in the morning. They are blessed in the noon time. I thank you, Father God, if you say we are our children. All my children are taught by you.
The information from the great God
is there. And great peace. I am giving my children peace. The peace that passes all understanding. I thank you for giving them wisdom, Father, wisdom to make good decisions for surrounding them with godly friends, Father, friends who encourage them in the things of God. And they encourage their friends as well. So I am sharpened iron. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. Lord, we glorify your name. Yes, I praise you, Father God, for David's favor. I was glad when they say unto me, let us go in the house of the Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the privilege. We thank you for the opportunity to be here, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for blessing us, yes, individually and corporately as a body, as a family.
Hallelujah,
our power, prayer, praise, and deliverance.
Thank you for all praise
in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for the
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, if you are at a position where, you know, you are, where you can just give a shout. I know some of might be at work, you can't do it, but you can do it in your heart. But if you are where you are, you can give a shout. Go ahead and give a shout unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, sir. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, thank you, thank you. The joy, Lord.
God bless you.
Pray.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.